Ann Coulter tells true story of being banned from Fox News. By Robert Krajicek on March 6, 2019. Ann Coulter revealed details of how she was banned, and subsequently unbanned, from Fox News Channel in a Wednesday-aired interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe drew on a recently published New Yorker column referencing Coulter's recollection of a conversation she had with President Donald Trump regarding the aforementioned banning. "There was a great anecdote in there where you were banned from Fox and then Trump got you unbanned instantly," said Marlowe. "That was pretty funny. Listen." Coulter noticed the anecdote as shared by Antensity, a fan profile on Twitter dedicated to her. Coulter/Fox News squabble mentioned a New Yorker magazine article pic.twitter.com/ej2curly7c. Antensity, at Antensity, March 5, 2019. Coulter replied. "I saw that. It was tweeted on Antensity, a fantastic and fan Twitter site. And only as a point of pride I would like to point out that technically it was during the transition I was begging, the president to hire Chris Kobach at HHS. He said, 'Murdoch is calling me every day, I'm only saying this because it's out now. Anyway, Murdoch's calling me every day,' and I said, 'Yeah, he opposed you during the campaign and got me banned from Fox when I supported you. Look, I'm giving up my career to get you in the White House. Please, just hire Chris Kobach,' and he said, 'Oh, wait. You're not allowed on Fox? Want me to call Murdoch?' And as a point of pride, I'd like to say that I said, 'No. No, Mr. President-elect. All I care about is that you hire Chris Kobach. We're trying to save the country, here.'" Coulter then revealed, "It was later when I found out it wasn't Murdoch, at all. It was always Hannity. Turns out it wasn't Murdoch, at all. So I guess he called Hannity." Former Goldman Sachs employees have served Trump so well, mused Coulter sarcastically. "It's great that Gary Cohn leaked that thing this week about how Trump ordered him to crush some merger because CNN has been bad to him. Yeah, that was fantastic. It was great that you brought in Gary Cohn. Who would have thought that he'd be a traitor, Mr. President? It looks really, really bad," said Coulter of claims that Trump directed former White House economic adviser Gary Cohn to block a merger between AT&T and Time Warner. "It may not be against the law, but that looks bad if true. Who did that allegation come from?" added Coulter, speculating that Cohn shared the aforementioned allegation with The New Yorker. "Just the most loyal person you will ever find, Gary Cohn from Goldman Sachs. Another great hire by Jared," she quipped. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.